try to press at least an hour, hour and a half limud into a half hour, a little bit less than a half hour. So let's try to concentrate to understand. I think that what I'm going to talk about now is something that your Rebbe speaks about very often in halacha, and in his tremendous chizuk. So I decided I would talk about this a little bit more of derech hapnimius, based upon a Torah that's found in the Arizal Kodesh of Rav Kook. But before we learn a little bit of this Torah from Rav Kook inside, let me just be marked in the following. This week's parasha. The Torah says that the sons of Aaron died. That's really described, of course, in Parashat Shemini. But the sons of Aaron died. The karvosam lifnei Hashem ve'yamusu. Because of their coming close, when they came close to Hashem, ve'yamusu, they died. Now, the entire tachlis of our lives is what David HaMelech describes with the words, kirvas elokim litayv. Kirvas elokim is the greatest ideal of our lives. Kirvas elokim, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here the Torah describes a tragedy of bekarvasam lifnei Hashem ve'yamusu. Their coming close to Hashem brought to their death. Which is the opposite of kirvas elokim litayv. Now the question, of course, is what happened? What went wrong? This is a sugya in Erevin, Adav Samach Gimel, where the Gemara brings a number of explanations, suggestions of what happened, which Rav Kook will touch upon in the second paragraph we'll get to in a few minutes. But one thing is very, very certain, that there is a word that repeats itself over and over in Shemini, when this took place. There's a word that repeats itself over and over in the parasha of the death of Nadav and Avihu. And that word is a very tiny little word. It has two letters, Aleph Shin, Eish. Over and over, the word Eish appears greater frequency in such close proximity more than anywhere else in all of Tanakh. Just a little bit, it says, Vayakrivu lefnei Hashem Eish Zara. They brought an Eish Zara, a foreign, alien fire. Vateitze Eish lefnei Hashem. The fire came out from Hashem. Vayitnu behen Eish, by the Keteris, Eish. Constant repetition of the word Eish. Now Eish, fire, means, of course, more than just the flame that we see. The Yisod Ha'esh means energy. It means motivation. The Gemara tells Zaklal that really what Nadav and Avihu were thinking is correct. That's mitzvah lahavi esh min ahedyet. There's a mitzvah for a ahedyet, for a mortal human being. There's a mitzvah for you and I to bring an esh, to bring a fire upon the mizbeach. Mitzvah lahavi esh min ahedyet. Even though an esh is yeredes from the shemaim, fire comes from shemaim, there's a mitzvah lahavi min ahedyet. That means, on a deeper level, as we'll see in Rav Kook, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants each and every one of us to be fiery Jews. He wants us to be filled with idealism. He wants us to be motivated. He wants us to be driven. He wants us to be creative, to be original. He wants us to be on fire. Mitzvah lahavi eish min ahedyet. The Baruch Shalom wants that. However, there's a klal that is being violated, has been violated throughout history, and is being violated at the present time by many Jews, most of whom I'm hoping have good intentions. It says, we just learned in Shir Hashim, Samchuni Ba'ashishos. Now, Ashishos means Hashem, you supported me. Ba'ashishos, the Chasna Kala, Ba'ashishos means some kind of pastry, some kind of cake. But Chazal, take the word Ashishos, and darshan it as two times the word esh, that there's an esh shalmala and there's an esh shalmata. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where the esh shalmata and the esh shalmala, those two fires, would meet. Meaning, men's desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the esh min ahedyot, that energy, that idealism, that motivation from below, that's known in the Zohar Kodesh as Isairusa Dilasata, an awakening from below. That's the Eish Shalmata. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the Eish Shalmata that we bring meets, draws down the Eish Shalmala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fire that would come down on the Mizbeach, the Rotzon of Hashem. On a deeper level, it means this. Idealism is wonderful. Mitzvah lahavi eish v'nehedyet. The eish shalmata is what Hashem Yisbach wants. Kirvus elokim is something that we aspire to. But the rule is that it's only when the eish shalmata, when the eish shalmata is aligned with the eish shalmala. That's the chiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. When the eish shalmata is aligned, is coordinated with the eish shalmala. In simple mamalashim, idealism is terrific, but if it's not according to Shulchan Aruch, then it's an eish zar. You understand? Idealism, energy, fire, motivation, creativity is something that Hashem Yisbarach wants from us. And therefore, those tzaddikim, nodim navi, who we can't be masik at all, their greatness, that initiative of Lahavi Eish Menehedyet is something which is very holy. It became an Eish Zara because there are more halachas of the Rabbim, because the Eish Shamata disengaged from the Eish Shamala. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is the Eish Shamala. In Zohar Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Shevina de Malke, the best man, Kivyachal. Moshe Rabbeinu represents HaKadosh Baruch in this world. He brought the Torah down to this world. Our job is to bring our offering of our avodah up. And these two fires, which are called Samchuni Ba'ashishos, meet. That's the tachlis of our avodah Hashem. What happened with Nodav and Avihu is they brought a fire, which the Torah describes as Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Isa. Everybody's following? Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Isa. It was a foreign fire. Asher Lo Tziva Isa. It wasn't in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Torah. It's not in the Ramah. It's an Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Isa. It was a human initiative, a human undertaking, a fire, because they were great tzaddikim, a fire, but it was missing the fire milamala, the sarusa de la eila. It was missing the Eish milamala. And because of that, Batetze Eishim with Nehashem. As a result of that, they were consumed, they were destroyed, and they were killed by the fire. Now, Rav Kook, look in the first paragraph. The Lashon was half-ledic. Of course, it's very hard. His Hebrew is not regular Hebrew, if you ever tried to learn Rav Kook. They begged him when he came to, before he came to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't write this way. He wrote more regular. I mean, it was hard. We have this from Ein Ayod. We have some Ksavim of Rav Kook from before Eretz Yisrael, but it was still decipherable. Once he came to Eretz Yisrael, it was like, and he never ever corrected. He didn't edit, and he didn't want anybody to change the lashon that he wrote. He was very, very big action that it should be the lashon that he wrote. And it's hard. The lashon and the concepts. Everything here is, of course, based on the Zohar and Kisari. But we'll try an hour Madrega just to understand the simple taich. Kishaholchim, it's called Haboyim HaKadosh. Kishaholchim Achrei HaHagosha HaElyona. When one follows HaHagosha HaElyona, there's an emotion of holiness. There's an emotion, HaHagosha HaElyona, a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to draw near. Shilhofas Ruach HaKadosh, and a great longing to come into contact with Ruach HaKadosh. Shekal chachma v'hayfar shavarlam. But when you try to do that below his kashrus el atayra, without being makusha, without being bound and anchored in the light of the Torah, u'ma'aseh b'pratis, and all of the se'ifim ketanim, all of the details of halacha, if you try to aspire to greatness and closeness to God, if you ignite that esh min ahedyay, and that it is, and it is not aligned with the fire, which is the Torah, which is minai esh das lamai, which is the Torah, and all of the details of the Torah, every single sif katan in the Mishnah Berurah, or if you prefer every halacha in the Aruch HaShulchan, or if you prefer in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, whatever it is, every single din, every single halacha, u'bemedidas hamidas ha-toyves, and in accordance to the measure of proper midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has defined for us in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaltar, ha-mishu'arus al-piyah, harizeh chet nodav ha-aviyah, that is the sin of these two tzaddikim, Nodav and Aviyah. That ends up as a continuation of the sin of Nodav and Aviyah, which in Kabbalah is called Hafrodas Yesod Abba Mi'ima Ilah. Let me explain. The separation of the supernal, of the higher father and mother, which means Chochma and Bina. For those who learn this from HaKadosh, this shouldn't be a strange thing, but I don't know how many of you learned this from. The separation between Abba and Ima Ilah. Now the Zohar says that Abba and Ima, Chochma and Bina, have to be together like a husband and wife. They're supposed to be married together. That's a proper yichud when the husband and wife are together. A separation between Chochma and Bina is called a separation between Abba and Ima. Let me explain in Mamar Lashon what that means, in a very, very simple way, what that means. Ima, Bina, the mother, takes care of all of the prate-pratim, all of the details of life. The mother is filled with a dream of what she wants this family to be like. She has her ideals, and she has her chalimus of what she wants. And the job of the mother is very much to bring out this ideal of what life is supposed to be like with the children in the details of preparing the meals. I'm talking very traditionally. I hope this does not insult any of you. I hope none of you are troubled by these kind of things, but traditionally, to prepare the home, the meals, to take care of the children, and so on. Bina is l'havad davar mitach davar, which means all the prate pratim of how to live. All of the pratim, of course, are to concretize and to make real, to bring into reality the dream that the husband and wife have of what they want to do with their lives and how they want to raise a family. That's bina. It's realism filled with idealism. That's Bina. That's Yesod Ima Ilah. Abba, Chochma, which is the Torah. Teferis, which is Torah. Abba, the father, the Yesod Abba means the ideology, the machshava, that is behind everything. Whereas Ima carries out the Yesod of Abba. So Ima is very, very, very busy with the laundry and the kids and everything like that. But she has to remain always attached, connected, and bound to the vision that the father has, which is the Torah, to the vision, to that plan, to the tachlis, to the understanding of the Father. Torah, as I said, is Yesod Abba. It's Chachma. And Torah has in it the ability to illuminate every single corner of our lives, which it does. When one lives according to the Shulchan Aruch, every single moment of the day is illuminated by the light of Torah. A Jew lives with the Shulchan Aruch. From the moment that we open our eyes and we say Maida Ani and we wash Negel Vasa, from that moment, every single second of the day is illuminated by the vision of the Torah, by what the Torah wants. And it must conform to what the Torah wants. So Ima, which is carrying things out, Ima could have all kinds of beautiful ideas and she has these dreams. But if her idealism and her practical way of carrying life out does not conform, does not meet, does not match the or of the father of Torah, which is the Tachlis, which is the Tochnit, the plan, which is the Torah Kedoshah, which is the Eish Shamala, then what takes place is what Rav Kook refers to as Hafradas Yisoid Abba Mi'ima Ilah, which is the sin of Nodav and Aviyu, which is the sin, which is the chait that reemerges and reappears from generation to generation. Right now, it's something I know Rashi Rebbe has written about and is very, very concerned with. We all are. What's referred to now as open orthodoxy, which I rarely talk about these things, but I decided that I would, just to be able to be mamik a little bit, this sugi, which I know you talk about and you think about, where you could have people with very, very good intentions, assuming people with good intentions, and they have certain ideals and certain idealism that they want to bring into the world. There's an eish shalmata, there's a fire below. The problem, however, is that if the eish shalmata, if the fire of human innovation, intuition, of human creativity is not aligned with the Abba Ilah, with Hashem Yisbarach, with the Torah, then we have something that's called open orthodoxy. In earlier times, it was called conservatism and reform, where there are people who had very, very interesting and nice ideas about how to make the world more godly. They always use the word tikkun ha'olam, and to fix the world. But the fixing of the world is how I want to fix the world, how I believe the world shall be fixed. And the way to fix the world is not aligned with the eish shalmala. That's called an eish zara asher lo tziva yisa. An eish zara asher lo tziva yisa. It's called separating between the father and the mother. It's very fascinating, by the way. And the whole inyan, any of you are fathers? Okay. So if you're ready zeicha to read children's books, I'm not talking about the Jewish ones, but it comes up even in Jewish ones, but certainly in the Goyish children's books, what's happening more and more is the disappearance of the father. You think even like Disney cartoons and all these things, the fathers are either idiots, they're either jerks, or they don't exist. They're no fathers. We're living in a time where there's an idea of a father, of a man marrying a man and a woman marrying a woman, which years ago, I'm not talking about 10 years ago, I'm talking about a few years ago, you'd have said that we're talking about Simon Amar, whoever heard of such a thing. The disappearance of the father, which is the yisod of Christianity, by the way, which Rav Kook spoke about very often. Think about it for a second. In Christianity, there's no father. There's the Virgin Mother. It's a modern thing. How do you have a Virgin Mother? It's a strange thing, no? So they came up with a pagan. They didn't come up with it. They brought something from the Alta Hain, from paganism, the concept of a virgin birth, of the Holy Ghost, they call it. But the ikkar is nishtu kantate. Eifo Abba. Ein Abba. Ein Abba. In modern times, we're living with this inyan of eliminating the father. Eliminating the father means that I want to do what I want to do. Any vision, any dream, any ideals that I have that come from the ima down below here is totally a matter of my choice. I'm not meshubed to Abba Ilah. There's nobody that's going to tell me what to do. There's nobody that defines for me. There's nobody that defines an absolute truth. Truth is relative. Relativism is something that began to materialize in modern times. And relativism says, "Mashem et chashek li, echshezeh nir el li. Mashani choshek, what I want." That is called Hafrodas Yisoid Abba, Ima, Mi Abba, the separation between the Abba and the Ima, the elimination of the Father. Christianity wanted to have a kirvas elokim, a closeness to God, but was annoyed with the Mishnah Berurah. You understand? It wants to have kirvas elokim, but without muktzah machmas, issa machmas, and mias, you understand? Kirvas elokim without issa veheta, without chayshon mishpat, I feel close to God. I put on a tallis and tefillin. Makes me feel close to God. I want to sit with my wife in shul. It makes me feel. I want the lady to get up and say a drosh on Shabbos. It feels good. It's called a separation between Abba and Imelo. It's the chait of Nodav and Aviyu. If it's coming from a sincere place, it's called a fire. But it's an eish zora shalitziva yisav. You understand? An eish zora shalitziva yisav. Society's elimination of the fathers because society does not want to be bound by any higher ideals. That's called Abi Ilah. That's called Chachma. Society wants to be creative and innovative and to be able to come up with their own ideas, their own emotions, their own feelings that are going to dictate reality. And Rav Kook goes on in the second paragraph to go through all the different explanations in the Gemara of what Nadav and Aviyu did wrong. We don't have time to go through. They came with Shisui Yayin, they were drunk. That means they were intoxicated with their own idealism. Bloy Emes HaDeshmaya, Chazal say, without Yerushamayim. They came Prue Rosh, with their heads uncovered. What does that mean, without a yarmulke? With their hada? Because the yarmulke is exactly what the yarmulke means, Yorei Malke. It means accepting that there is an Abi Ilah. Accepting the reality of Shulchan Aruch, that a fire from below is only to be met with a fire from above when it's coordinated with a fire from above, but your own fire is an Eish Zara. It's all the same Yisod. It's I am going to do what I want without anything over me, without a covering, without the head being covered. Shesuya Yayim. Mayr halach b'fnei rabam, not Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's coming from me. It's a fire that's coming from within myself. I feel this way. I feel this way. This is what makes me feel right. I feel good about this. What about Shulchan Aruch? What about Gedolei HaTorah? How could there be such a metzias where you'll have a person that could barely read Talmud Bavli, he thinks it says Talmud Bibli, and he's writing tshuvas, you know, and he's paskening shilas. They can't read Talmud Bavli. And they're paskening shilas. That for thousands of years, the Chassam Sofer didn't know, the Gra didn't know, Rabbi Kivega didn't know, Rabbi Moshe didn't know, Rabbi Yehavad Yosef didn't know, the Shevet Alevi didn't know, but ich weiß ja. Because he goes on to Google, and he Googles something, and he got a couple of things on the Google, and it shows up and said something like, he took out the Rabbeinu Elios like this, and a woman wearing tefillin. Now everybody's wearing tefillin. All the Bible can wear tefillin, you understand? How do you get such a thing? Because he has the machines that you have. You have to be careful of those machines. Some of you use them to prepare the Vaitar. To be careful. It shows a lot of stuff on the machine. Not everything should go into your life that's on the machine. I'm not only talking about the bad stuff on the machine, I'm talking about even in the Torah that you'll find over there. See, guys putting together fancy Divrei Torah. Somebody comes up with this, a Ktzois, an Ishbitz, makes a Divrei Torah, becomes a rabbi, and he's got a whole fancy thing. But he's not Makush. He's not bound to the fire from above. You can put together anything. If you press the right buttons, you can put together anything you like. You can make a new religion. That's what they're doing. You make a new religion. And that's why the Zohar says, when we have time, that's why Chazal, not the Zohar, Chazal say, Bonim Lahoyulahem. They didn't have children. Right? So what's so they didn't have children? So why can't Bochum can't go into to bring an Eish, a fire? Why can't the Bochum? It says Banim Lahayulahan. But that's the point. There can't be any continuity. Children mean continuity. When there's a separation between the Ima'ilah and the Abila, when there's a separation between Bina, Chachma and Bina, when down here below we go and we run with the ball on our own, and we're not connected to the Eish Shalmal, to Abila, to Halach, to Shulchan Aruch, then Banim Lahayulahan, then there can't be any children. It has no future. It's sterile. Nothing comes from it. It dies. It can't continue. Because the only way there can be continuity is when there's a zivug between the father and the mother. Because when there's a husband and a wife, then there are children. But when there's a separation between the father and the mother, then there are no children. There can't be any children. It can't have any pairs. It sounds nice. It looks good. You can make it as fancy as you like. It doesn't have any pairs. The only Yiddishkeit that has survived history is the Yiddishkeit of Abba and Ima. Where there's the excitement, there's the fire, the Eish Lamata, there's the Ima Ilah, there's the Bina, and all of that comes with it, but it's always anchored in the Chachmila of Torah, in Abi Ilah, in the Father. The vision is always the vision of the Father. The plan, the Mahalach, is always determined by the Father, by the Torah, by Halach. I'll just end and tell you, we'll just maybe read the end of a book in a second. Enough time, it's Chaval. The Gemara at the beginning of Chagig and Daf Gimel says an amazing thing. The Gemara says, "Amaisa of Rabbi Yerchan ben Broika, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, Shalochel Akdo Pnei Rabbi Yeshua Bekiyin." So the Talmidim went to be Makabel to go to see the Rebbe in Bekiyin to Rabbi Yeshua. Amal Hem, Rabbi Yeshua said to the Talmidim, "Ma Chiddush Haye BeBeis HaMedrash Hayayin?" Was there any Chiddush in the Beis HaMedrash? What were you Machadish in the Beis HaMedrash? He asked the boys, the Talmidim, "What were you Machadish in the Beis HaMedrash?" They said, Talmidecha, we're your Talmidim. Umeimecha nushaisim. We have no chidusha. We just drink your waters, Rabbi. We only have what you tell us. There's nothing new. Rabbi Yeshua didn't like that answer. Rabbi Yeshua said, Avapichin, Eef shalom beis hamedrash b'lo chidush. Now, why were they afraid to say chidush? So the Gemara says why they were afraid. Because there was a maisa that happened where there were Talmidim that came and said to their Rabbi, they came and they were very proud of a chiddush that they said, and the Rebbe was upset and said to them, "That's a chiddush. Kach mekublan mi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shoshamei mei Rabbi, Rabbi mei Rabbi, Halacha l'Moshe mitzinai." And the Gemara says that the Talmud's eyes fell out. He was punished. Whatever happened, his eyes fell out. Whatever that means, his eyes fell out. So these Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, they were afraid. We don't know anything, Rebbe. It's only you. So when Rabbi Yeshua asked them, guys, what was the chiddush today in the Semedrash? May mecha nushaisam. We have no chiddusha. We're nothing. No, we're not innovative, we're not creative. There's no chiddusha. Rabbi, may mecha nushaisam. That's it. Rabbi Yeshua says, falpichne in besamedrash b'lechiddush. Eef shalom besamedrash b'lechiddush. So when they were pressed, they said a chiddush. Now what's happening here, Eef shalom besamedrash b'lechiddush is saying the following. He's saying, guys, you got it wrong. The mice that happened over there, the mice that happened with the Talmidim, or the Talmud, whose eyes fell out because he was a Balgaiva, and he said some kind of a big chiddush, and then his Rebbe told him, "That's a chiddush. I heard that from my Rebbe, heard it from his Rebbe, heard it from his Rebbe." He goes back to Halacha Mishnah Sinai. You think that you're a chiddush. You think you're a chiddush. You think that you can create something Yesh Me'ayin. You're not makushur enough. You don't even realize that this is Mirabi, Mirabi, Rabbi, Mirabi, Ad Halacha Mishnah Sinai. A true chiddush of Torah is a chiddush where there's an esh shalmata, where there's a fire shalmata, but the fire shalmata is connected deeply, deeply to the tzaddikim from the earlier generations. You understand? Chiddush is great. Eef shalom beis hamedrash b'lo chiddush, but you better make sure that that chiddush is rooted in the Torah of the earlier generations. Not to come up with some new Torah. A new Torah? There's no such thing as a new Torah. The Torah that you're mechadish, it better be very, very well grounded in the Kadmonim. It better be very, very much, or else you're megalopon of a Torah. That's the chedev nadav neviyah. That's called eish zorah shalotziva. They're not called chidush Torah. It's called kfir. It's called apikarsis. That's what we're seeing. We've seen through the generations. The tachlis Rav Kook says in the last paragraph, just a second, ruach and the urim hasoer. See, the tikkun of Nodav and Avihu is Eliyahu HaNavi. That's why when we say, the Arizal said, when we say, Ona Hashem Aslich and Ona Hashem Hashim, Ona is Eliyahu, Nodav and Avihu. Pinchas is Eliyahu. The tikkun is through Pinchas. Pinchas, the Gemara says in Hamakabu and in Bav Mitzi at the end, is Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Ona is Eliyahu, Nodav Avihu. Eliyahu means all of the kanos. Eliyahu means a fire mamish. He went up the Shemaim in a fire. But the fire, the kanos, the greatness, the dream, the vision of Eliyahu Navi was always one that was attached to the Abi Eloh. Therefore, the tachlis is ruach and the urim hasara. Yes, the ruach of youth, which is like a storm, hamasara ba'oz of a gvur with great strength. Im ruach hazikna hamasuda. It's interesting. Chazal say the Nodav and Aviyu said to each other, "Mosai yimuzu zekeinim elu." When will these old people, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, when will they die already, and we'll be able to take over? Maybe they said such words. It means they rejected the earlier generation, the Zekanim. Rav Kook is saying the Tikkun of Eliyahu Navi, who's going to bring Bashiach, is a tikkun of all of the fire and the spirit, the ruach, the ischadshus of youth, but together with what? Im zikna hamasuda, with the seder and the balance and the chachma of the elders. That is Elyonavi, Arichas Nelev and Yishayim Shiach Hashem, Ruach HaPeinu Shabbo Yavo Elyo, Eleinu, Shneim Yachet Elyonavi, and Mashiach Mandav. That's the ultimate tikkun. When the two fires will meet, we should be zarech to see the meeting of those two fires, and we should be zarech Mesh Hashem to see a time when this whole Ruach, when the whole Ruach of Tumah, Hashem's Ruach promise, Stavim and Ha'aretz, will be zarech for the Ruach of Hashem, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, with the Gula Hashem Ba'amitis, Mehem Yom Eno Amen. Shkod.
Thank you very much.